Well, you would tell them good morning, just like you would when you woke up.
Well, when you were leaving them.
You would say good morning to them.
Okay. What about a good day?
A good day, yeah. Good day to y'all or something like that.
Okay. And if you were leaving someone after dark, you'd tell them?
Good night.
And you say, we had to get up and start work before?
Dawn.
Or before sun?
Sunrise, daylight.
And you might ask them, what time did the sun
rise?
And you say, this morning I saw the
sunrise.
At 6 o'clock the sun
rose.
And the sun has already
risen.
And you say, today is Friday, so Thursday was
yesterday.
And Saturday is
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you'd say he came here
Sunday before last.
And if he's going to leave on a Sunday, not the next Sunday, but the week beyond.
Beyond Sunday week.
Okay. And if someone stayed from the 1st until the 15th, you'd say he stayed about how long?
2 weeks.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And you might look at your
watch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it was
7:30.
Or half?
Half past 7.
And if it was 15 minutes later than that, it was
quarter after, quarter to, I mean, it'd be quarter. 15 minutes later than 7:30, it'd be quarter to, or 7:45.
Okay. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite a
while, a spell.
And you say 1972 was last year, 1973 is
now, this year.
Okay. And if something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly
a year ago.
And if a child's just had his third birthday, you'd say he's
3 years old.
And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun's shining and there aren't any clouds, you'd say that's a
beautiful day, a sunshiny day.
What about just the opposite kind of day, when it's
dreary day?
Okay. And say the clouds were getting thicker and thicker and you think maybe it's going to rain or something in a little while. You'd say the weather was
awful or stormy.
Okay. Did you ever say it's breaking or changing or
turning? Well, it's breaking after a rain. You see the sun come through and you say the clouds are breaking or the weather's breaking off.
Okay. What about clearing up or faring off?
Yeah. We use those often. It's clearing up or it's faring off. They all mean the same.
Okay. And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
It's pouring out, pouring down.
Or you'd call it a
flood.
Okay. Any other terms?
Thunderstorm.
Flash flood.
Uh-huh.
Does a thunderstorm have lightning and thunder in it?
Yeah, a thunderstorm would have. It'd just be a downpour if it just rained without thunder and lightning, I reckon you'd call it.
Uh-huh. What if it's not a real heavy rain? What would you call it?
It's drizzling.
Okay. Does drizzling give you the idea that it lasts for a long time? Or
oh, yeah. That's a winter drizzle or setting in like winter time rain.
What about just a short, light rain?
That's a shower.
Okay. And if it's real fine?
It'd be misty.
Okay. And you say it started to rain and the wind began to
blow.
And all night long the wind
blew.
And the wind has
blown all night.
Okay. And if the wind's from this direction, you say it's
from the north.
And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a
be east. Halfway between south and west would be southwest.
And between south and east?
Between south and east would be southeast.
And east and north?
Be northeast.
And west and north?
Be northwest.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was
blowing harder.
And what if the wind had been strong and was getting weaker?
It's calming down.
And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you'd call that a...
fog.
And a day like that, you'd call a...
foggy day.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
drought.
And say if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say last night we had a...
frost.
What if it's harder than that?
Freeze.
And you say it was so cold last night that the lake...
froze over.
What if it didn't freeze over solid, but just around the edges? Would you have a different expression for that?
No, except it froze around the edges.
Okay. You say it was so cold last night that the pipes...
froze up.
And did what?
Burst.
And you say, I tried to stop them, but when I got out there, the pipes had already...
bursted.
Because the water had...
frozen.
And you say, if it gets much colder, the pipes will...
burst. Freeze.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Is that it?